Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Psachim daf Ayin Zayin, and we are on Ayin Vav Mabez into the world of Derech Rechoka. As the Mishnah quoted it to Machlokas, Tanoim, what is the sheet of Derech Rechoka? Is it, literally Derech Rechoka, distance out, Rabbi Akiva, or Rabbi Eliezer says, even if it's not Derech Rechoka, it's just right outside the threshold of the Azara, that is also Derech Rechoka, right? That Derech Rechoka is not meant literally. And Rabbi Yossi says, you know that from the hint of the Nakud, the dot on the hay, to teach me that it's not literally far, Rechoka Vadai, but it's from the Iskopa, it's right outside the doorway of the Azara. That was the Machlokas Tanoim that we had in the Mishnah. So, and we also had in the Gemara, we had Rav Simon. Rav Simon tells us the Machlokas Reb Chiya Rabba and Bar Kapara, who says, is it that far, let's say you're far out, that you wouldn't be able to get back to be able to eat it, which would give you extra time, because again, the Machlokas Reb Elazar ben Azariah and Reb Akiva, whether the time for eating Korban Pesach is till Chatzos, or till the next morning even, Kedeshiyavah V'yochal, or the Charana Amar, the other opinion says, no, you have to still get there for Zrikas Adam, and Zrikas Adam, the Gemara says in Zvachim Nun Vav, that it has to be before Shkia. Has to be before Shkia. That's where Soloveitchik was makbid, and he said that even if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam for the two Shkias, and you believe in later Zmanim, he felt that Mincha, which is Keneged Zrikas Hadam, was Keneged the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, has to be before Shkia, the first Shkia. That's what he felt, in terms of, the Zmanim. So it seems like a major machlokas, whether you could get there in time to eat, which is, might be until the morning, or at least until Chatzos, or Zrika, which is before Shkia. But then the Gemara says, no, even if you say like, that, it goes by the more flexible time of eating, you still have to be within the Tchum. Be within the tchum, because you can't violate tchum in order to get there on the Yom Kodesh. Okay, so that limits the machlokas somewhat. If you remember, not our topic fully now. We'll have to get to this maybe later. The machlokas of Ozer and Azariah and Rabbi Akiva about when the eating of the Korban Pesach is until again midah raisa the whole night and midah rabbanan gezeira shlo. Or the first Mishnah in Shas, or is it Chatzos Midah Oraisa? But remember the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer said you can make a Tanai on this mitzvah. Where does it come up? Let's say it's right before Chatzos. Where does this come up? Some right before Chatzos, and you're not near Afikomen, right? So what does one do? So the Avnei Nezer says a Tanai, which is based on four different assumptions that you can make such a Tanai. Number one, that you can make a Tanai on a mitzvah. You might think you do a mitzvah, you do a mitzvah. You can't make a Tanai on doing a mitzvah. The mitzvah is inherently has the power of the mitzvah. You can't make any condition on it. But we do find sometimes conditional. Somebody doesn't know if they're going to miss this man for Kriya Shema. So they say, I'm going to say it now. And just in case I miss it, so then this should be my Kriya Shema. But if I'm not going to miss it, then I want my later Kriya Shema to be Kriya Shema, because Bishle Musa, it's Kriya Shema and Birchoseah, said rather this not count. Okay, so you can make it tonight. So he says you make it tonight right before Chatzos. What do? You eat a kezayis of matzah, and then one has says that if the din is that you have to eat a kezayis of matzah, or afikomen or Korban Pesach until Chatzos, this should be my mitzvah, and then you wait till Chatzos, and then you could eat whatever you want, and then eat another kezayis at the end of the night, and say, well, if it's the whole night, then this should be my mitzvah. You can make such a tanai, which assumes that the isser of eating after matzah is only within the time for the mitzvah of matzah. You might have said that even according to the shittas that you have to eat matzah until chatzos, the isser of eating anything that you should have tam matzah befiv applies even after the time for the mitzvah is up. So not such a so simple to make that tonight. Other many, but many achronim like talk about this Avnei Nezer, but that has to do with the machlokas about up till the time of eating, which came up here kdeshiyavo v'yochal. Okay. So we have now Amrev Zora, third to last line, Vitani Taman, Hayanasim in Amodias Vilifnim. Reb Zora is going to tell us an added point now, and that is doesn't only mean where you are, but it has to do with actual ability. Let's say you're within, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're within the 15 mil, you're within Modias Vilifnim, but you can't walk so well. Viraglav Ros. You can't walk so well. See, even though you're within, you can't make it into the Azara. Yochol Yechayev, you might think that you're Chayev Kares if you don't come, because you were within, you weren't Reb Derech Rechoka, and you didn't come to Amalomar, v'chadal. Yotza zeh shalo chadal. Right, it says, the pasuk says, v'chadal la'asos ha-pesach. Right, the pasuk in Baloscha, v'ishashar hu tahor v'derech lohaya. You weren't far away. V'chadal la'asos ha-pesach. So here, you weren't chadal. You didn't refuse. Right, you just couldn't make it. Yotza zeh shalo chadal. Right, so, you know, it's not your fault, and therefore, it is pater from karis. Let's just do the other side. The opposite. What happens if you're further away? You're more than 15 mil outside. You are derech rechoka, but you have a horse, right? So you can get back. So you might think, oh, so you're really not derech rechoka. Therefore, you should be chayev karis. No, he was baderech. So you're right. He could get within the derech, but that's not going to be karis. Both of them are going to be pater from karis. 2 points. Number one, this idea of the horse making a difference. So it doesn't make a difference in this case for you to be considered non-derech rechoka. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha discusses regarding the tilos yadayim. And tilos yadayim for washing. Remember, how much do you have to go you have to try to wash one's hands before one eats bread. But what if there's no water around? So how far does water have to be that I don't have to go? It's like Mar talks, how many mil forward, how many mil backward, and it goes by time. Let's say a mil is 18 minutes, 72 minutes, if it's 4 mil. But the Bir Halacha discusses, we have trains now. So if we have trains now, so maybe the time should be different. It should go by, and he says, Lachara, that should be. It doesn't go by walking distance. It go by train distance, right? So here too, you might have said that was the Havamina, but we don't. We don't say that you're considered within the time just because you could have a horse. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention, and that is a little difficult in that the Gemara requires a makar, a vachadal, a drasha to tell me that I'm not going to be chayav kares if I'm within 15 mil, but I can't walk properly. Isn't that just stam ones? The din in the Torah, the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah of ones rachmana patre. There's no onesh for ones, so we need a separate makar for the fact that he's going to be pater from kares mishum ones. To say maybe it's some achronim say that maybe he could have gotten there idea tchak. He could have pushed himself. So it's not mamish ones. It wasn't impossible. So maybe he could have pushed himself. Maybe he could have hired somebody to, take him in a wagon, right? So there could have been other ways to do it, but he's still going to be pater. Still going to be pater, even if it wasn't mamash dan ones, it was still not v'chadal, and therefore it would be pater in that way. Okay, we continue. Hayanasim in amodias v'lifnim kodem l'sheishos. What happened if somebody, the morning of Erev Pesach, he is within. He's within the time. He's not derech rechoka. And then Yatzalo Kodem Moshe shows. Before Chatzos, he goes out and he makes himself derech rechoka. So says the Gemara, Yochol Yechayv, you might think he's going to be Chayv Karis because he was within on Erev Pesach. Right? And what did he do? He removed himself from the Chiyav. Tamalo Marno. The Chadal La'asos. The Chadal, he refused and didn't La'asos to do. And we darshan. Hachadol b'shas asiyah chayev. Only if someone who was chadal at the time that he could have done the Pesach, meaning post chados chayev, shlo b'shas asiyah pater. Meaning he removed himself from the situation of chayev. Meaning he wasn't a great tzaddik. But it's a great thing to do, but he's not going to be chayev kares for that. He's looking in the back in the Tiv Yerushalayim. Tiv Yerushalayim, he says, Ein lo habirayim ikan, lahatir bitul mitzvah kodem zmana. This isn't to say that there's no problem with removing yourself from a situation of chiyuv before the time comes, the yesh lama din achinami da'asar. He might have done something asar, right? Chiyuv karis lakas. Just saying that there's no chiyuv karis, right? He didn't do the greatest thing, right? The Gemara talks about, if you remember in Brachas, in the beginning of the sixth parak, the doras harishonim, right? Then the doras harishonim, they were zocha to a special hashgacha because of how they behaved, right? The Lamed Hey Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Rabbi Zibar Eloi, Bo Rei Shalok Kedoros HaRishonim, Doros HaRachronim. The earlier generations, they were on a higher level. Doros HaRishonim, HaYamachnisim, Perusim, Derech Traksimon, Gilachayvim of Meiser. The Doros HaRishonim did everything they could to make sure that they were in a situation of Chiyuv. They took their fruit straight in the front door so that they could be Chayvim Meiser. Doros, and therefore they put themselves into the situation of chiyuv. Doros ha'achronim machnisin peirosim. There are gagos, there are chatzirot, there are karpifos. Right, the later generations, say the assessor of Yehuda bar Eloi, the later tanoim, right, kidei lepatra min ha'maaser, to patur and to exempt themselves from maaser. So you see from there the idea of, we're not talking about usur and mutter, but what's appropriate to remove oneself from a situation of chiyuv is not appropriate, and therefore here the Gemara doesn't say that he did a good thing. It just says he's not going to be chayv kares if he did it. Period. Good. Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, shnei amikar echad hein darshim. Right, both opinions, as we will see, hold of darshim from the same pasuk to get to their shita. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara says we learn from the same pasuk. Our girsa is shnei amikar hein darshim shum. We have a pasuk sham by Karban Pesach, by Pesach Sheni, right? Sham Tizbach has a Pesach Barav. And we have by Maisha Sheni, the Yim Maisha Sheni in Yerushalayim, B'achalta Sham, Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. It is a different girsa, that the Karban Eda has. Richuk, right? Derech Rechoka. You have a different, lashon. Okay, it's the same type of Gzeir Shava, but between Maisha Sheni, Ki Yir Chakmim Chal Makom, and Karban Pesach. Also, so sham chad amar chutz la asiyaso. One says that it's to compare out of the place of asiya. So the place of asiya, the Karban Pesach, is in the azara. The charana amar chutz la mechitzaso. One says no, out of the mechitza, the place where you could eat it, which is Yerushalayim, out of the mechitza of Yerushalayim, and that's what the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says. Ula hachman da amar al karchach. The richuk makom, the miftar mishum delo matzi ayo, and it must be that you can't get in to the proper place to eat it. Then lo hachi ma'arichus liyushalayim hilchah shira didei min amudias falachutz. That's why you go even further out, not just outside of Yerushalayim, but you go, 15 mil out, because the key is to be able to eat it in time. Period. Chavrayi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan vo'ish ashartu hu tahara uvederach lo haya yata zeshay baderach. Right, Rabbi Yochanan says, right, somebody was viderech lo haya, but if he's outside, then he was baderech, and therefore he's going to be pater. Reb Zaora b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, that was Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. This Reb Zaora, k'shu mazhir, hu mazkir rechoka. Right, when it said, when the warning is not to be baderech rechoka, right, so it first says, right, somebody is derech rechoka, that's how the psukim start. In Baloschak, Shu Okshu Onesh, but he mentions the kares, the punishment, Eino Maskir Rechoka. It does not mention Rechoka in the second time when it mentions the Onesh. Doesn't say Rechoka, says Rav Chaim Kadievsky, to call Shu Badera, Chutzlis Kobas Azara, Eino Bahakares, Afilu Matsi Ail. Meaning, once you derech Rechoka, even if you would be able to come in, that's, there's no kares there. V'rabban and Amri, all different types of drushes. V'rabban and Amri, b'shash aksav rabba alanakuda. Whenever you have the ksav are regular letters. They're in letters. Whenever you have letters that are undotted, you have undotted letters. Whenever there's regular letters, undotted letters, rabba alanakuda, more than the dotted letters, atarishas aksav, then you read and you darshan the non-dotted letters, umisalek es hanakuda. And you disregard the nekuda, the dot letters. You always remove the minority letter. So if the dots are on the minority letters, you remove that. So it's, again, here, there's a dot on the hay, so as if it says rachok, as we'll see. Ubishash anekuda rabal aksav, and if the dots are, the dotted letters are more than the ksav letters, which we have that, the Befar Shemir quote back in Bereshis, adoresh is anekuda mislakas aksav. Then you will darshan the dotted letters and remove the written letters, right? And therefore, if you have that, so then it's as if it says rachok and not rechoka. Amar Rebbe, aval pi she'ein sham al nekuda achas milamalan, adoresh es hanekuda misalek es haksav. So he, Rebbe Darshan says that even though you have only one letter with a dot on top, you darshan you learn something from the dotted letters, and you remove and you disregard, so to speak, the, letters without dots. Hey sheberechoka nakud, ish rachok ve'ein derech rechoka. So what is if you rechoka would be going on the derech. Rachok, the masculine, would be going on the person. So we darshin that ish rachok, if the person is rachok, so then he is not going to be chayiv kares. Ve'ein derech rechoka. That's what if you look in the Carbon Aida, Adorishanakuta, Lomar Shabal Lakar Kalteva Sheina Kamashmak. And depending on the on what your drush is, you remove one of the letters. And each darshan, ishrachok, that's what the Karbonet says, that's Divre Rabbanan. Hey, that's the Rabbanan, and that is from Rebbe, the Shita that understands. Where's the, I wanted to read the the Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Hey, Shabarchoka Nakud on the bottom. Chozo Lafarish Jiv Rabbiosi Dekoy Beshitas Rabbanan. The Darshinan S Aksav Umisalkina Nakudi, a Darshin, the undotted letters. Uki Iluksiv Rachok Da'a Ishkoi, Shehu Rachok Mishum Shehu Baderech. Avalav Shahaderech Rachoka. Right? It means the person. If the person is in a state of far, then he's going to be putter from Kares, even if he has the horse, and even if he's, the other way, you go by where the person is, and his state. The fact that you could Darshin dots and letters, and Tameh HaMikra, right, the Vilna Gaon was fond of darshaning Tameh HaMikra, Kadam Va'azal, remember that from that they went out to Redu, where they went out 190 years earlier. He often darshans Derech Rechoka. There's a Gemara in I forgot where, the Gemara is in Masechta Shabbos, maybe, that the Rav Baba Basra, that Rav Papa, I think, was on a ladder, he was in a bathhouse on a ladder, and the ladder fell, one of the rungs fell, and one of his, I think it was Rav Papa, and one of the, his friends said, oh, did you ever not give tzedakah properly? And that's how he says, what does that have to do with, not giving tzedakah and, the ladder falling? So he says, if you look in the Pasoach Tiftach, right, by in the Parsha Sere'eh, to open your hand to give tzedakah, it's Darga Tavir. Pasoach Tiftach. So Darga Tavir, Darga is a wrong, tavir, shavar, is broken. So that's what he darshan, the Gra says, darga tavir. So, but not only the Tamei HaMikra, every letter, every tam, every nakuda, the radvaz, we mentioned this before, this beautiful radvaz in the tshuva, in Chela Gimel, Tafresh Mem Gimel, the radvaz discusses, he was asked, I guess, by a Bal Korei, why aren't there nakudos in the Torah? We'll make things much easier. And wouldn't be any mistakes. Sha'altim v'ani odiach adaiti, lama ein kosven ha'nakuda b'sefer Torah, given sha'kol nasan l'Moshe Rabbeinu, alav ha'shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu got it anyway, b'Sinai, but it wasn't a later din, v'gam ha'ta'amim, ha'yiru'uyim she'yichtivu osam, k'dei she'yikra, k'orei k'riye yishara. They would have to correct him. K'beli shibush. Sh'rei gam ha'ta'amim miva'arim tam ha'ksuvim l'famim. And often the ta'amim help us understand the words. So why don't you say that why aren't the Nekudos in? So the first paragraph, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, about the Malachim not wanting Moshe Rabbeinu to get the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu saying, look what it says, and it doesn't apply to you. And he discusses in the first paragraph the question of mostly the Achronim. What was the Havamin of the Malachim? Right? They knew what it says in the Torah, so what was Moshe Machadish to them? Oh, it says, Losir Tzach Losin, Afkabir Esavicha Vesimecha. And the answer given is that there are different ways of reading the Torah, right? There's the Pashit way of reading the Torah that we have with the Nekudos and the words split up like we have. But there's also a deeper level of Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Ramban says in the Hakdama. And there, and on that level, it's not split up like we have it, and it's not pronounced like we have it. And therefore, says the Radvaz, if we were putting Nekudos and Ta'amim in the Torah Shebechsav, that would limit... That would put in a cage the ability to be able to darshan the Torah on so many different levels. And that's why it leaves it open so that there can be many different interpretations of the psukim. That's what he says. Shehanakud hu tsura v'neshama laosios. V'im ninaked asefer Torah, hoya lo gvul v'shi'ur. Kedimyon hachomer shehigia lo tsura yedua. It will be limited. Vlohaya efshalo lios nidrash ki im lafia nikud hamesuya bo'osateva. Right, if it's the nekudos are there, we don't have to read it in that way. Avo mebnesha sefer Torah balul umuvla b'chol mine shleimus u'b'chol milu mila nitlim batile tilim. There are mountain loads of pirushim on every letter. Lo nase minukadim kedeshi nidrash b'chol mine shleimus. Shivim panim Torah v'havein. Understand that there are so many different ways to understand the Torah, and that's why there are no nekudos, but we darshan every dot and every letter. And that's what the Malachim wanted. They said you can understand the Torah in a different way, where it doesn't say Losir Tzach Losinuf Losignuf. So then you have to explain, okay, but what was the answer that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them? Right? That No, pshat is needed though. You could have all the different levels, but you can't reject the pshat of this pshat either. So that's what he says, however you explain the havamin of the malachim, you'll have to then explain Moshe Rabbeinu's answer to them, how his answer was accepted, as well. Okay. So again, we had a couple of different ways of darshaning, derech rechoka. So now we get to the meat. Ma ben Pesach Rishon L'Sheni. What are the differences in halacha between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? This is not an exhaustive list, as is pointed out by the Mefarshim. But there are a couple of differences, and the other differences can be learned out by applying these principles. HaRishon Asar Bal Yerabai Yematzai. Vasheni Chametz Umatzi Imo Babayis. The Pesach Sheni, on the 14th of Iyar, you're allowed to have Chametz in your house. There's no Bal Yerabai Yematzai. But the second one, the first Pesach is Isur by Rabbi Yematzei. But this, as we discussed at length in the first couple of Prakim but the second Pesach, Pesach Sheni, you're allowed to have Chametz in your house. Interesting, it says, in your house. The Mishnah does not say about the Isur of Achilas Chametz. Is there an Isur of Achilas Chametz on Pesach Sheni? Are you allowed to eat your Pesach Sheni with Chametz? Right? It says you're not allowed to have it, you're allowed to have it in your house. Are you allowed to eat with it? So that is not clear. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch, Shin Pei Aleph. In Shin Pei Aleph, in the Mitzvah Pesach Sheni, Dalid, says the Minchas Chinuch, Umivuar, let me find the Shin Pei Dalid, says the Minchas, Shin Pei Aleph, sorry, Shin Pei Aleph, didn't look right. Shin Pei Aleph, says the Minchas Chinuch. Dover zehaya pashad etzli tamid. Dezu mitzvah sasei she yochal kezayis pesach balel tesov bi'iyar v'yosei yechavaso. V'gam yochal matzah umarar obe bas achas obe zeachar zeh. Ayin Rambam. Aval isr chametz lek aklal. There's no isr of chametz. Eating, says the Minchas Chinuch. Dim ochal kezayis pesach yosei yechavaso. Dim yesh od harbe mea pesach shetzorach leachol shalo yeh nosar. V'vade mutar leachol pesach amachametz. Sounds like the first Pesach, the first Kezayis you have to eat by itself. But if you want, let's say you want to have a sandwich. You don't want to leave over the nosar. So you want to have a sandwich with bread. No problem. V'yachareze yochal Kezayis matzo marar, o kodem ha-Pesach v'chulu, avalam yasi dechovaso kfar, o rotzo lasisi dechovaso b'Kezayis achron, mutu lechol kol ha-Pesach ima chametz. Ki lo matzinu b'shum makom, iser chametz b'Pesach sheni, rak mitzvahs asei lechol Kezayis Pesach, u'matzo u'marar v'yosei chovaso. So the first kezayis, you can't eat other things with it because it's going to be mevatel l'tam. But not because it is in Isra of Chametz. And then he says, so I don't understand Rashi and Baloscha. Because if Rashi and Baloscha, Pesach Sheni Chametz Umatza Imo Babayis, Ve'ein Sham Yantif, Ve'ein Isra Chametz Ela Imo Ba'achilaso. Rashi sounds like, Da aser mavur, da aser lechol chametz in Pesach Sheni. Vuetzli davar chadash ma'od, v'lo yadati mehechan yatzal l'rabbeinu zeh. They're near a deinus or klal, so he argues on that Rashi, doesn't know where this Rashi, where Rashi gets it from. Tamua, davar zeh tamua etzli ma'od, v'zeh kamashanim shekasafti zal gilyon b'chumish ali. I wrote, I had a note on the side of my chumish for many years, v'tzorachi in gadol. So, Harai, the Minchas Chinuch, wrote in his svarim. Also, right there, he has right there. Okay, anyway, the Meshech Chachma also discusses this in Baloscha. He also has a remez that he thinks might support Rashi. Okay, so we continue. So the Mishnah says, at least by Rabbi Yematzei, we know, is mutter for Pesach Sheni. HaRishon ton halal ba'achilaso. The first Pesach Rishon, you have to sing halal as you eat it at the Seder. V'asheni ton halal ba'achilaso, Pesach Sheni, no halal. V'zeh v'zeh tun halal ba'asiyasa. They both require halal during the Shechita. V'de'achol and sli al matzos merom. They both have to be in roasted with matzah and maror, v'docha nesach Shabbos, and even Pesach Sheni is going to be docha Shabbos. So it seems like anything about the inherent way of the cooking, of preparing the Korban Pesach, it's eating and it's preparing, that's all parallel. But anything external, as we'll see, sounds like by Rabbi Matzah, the Chametz, that's does not apply. So let's see. Siv lo shir min ha-boker. So the Pasuk says in Baloscha, do not leave anything over until the morning at Boker. It says that by Pesach Sheni, from there we learn that it's a mitzvah. You can't leave anything over. It's mashia, you have to eat the Karan Pesach, right? You can't leave it over. That's the mitzvah's asay regarding the Pesach. Im le'echol ze mitzvah's asay shebo. So we're wondering, what is the last phrase? There's a Pasuk in Baloscha. Le'eshir me'en ar Boker. Ve'etzam le'yishruvo. Kechol chukas ha'pesach yasu oso. Don't leave it over. Don't break the bones. treat it like the first Pesach. So what is that last phrase coming to teach me? Because the Gemara is going to ask, the first two phrases sound like it includes everything. Right? So again, that includes, right? You can't leave it over, mashba, you have to eat it. So, imlechol, if you're trying to tell me that the third phrase tells you you have to eat it, no, it's that mitzvah aseh shebo. That's included in the first phrase. Even though it's formulated as don't leave it over, it's clear from there that means you have to eat it. The etzem losish bruvo, the next phrase in the pasuk, don't break the bones, simitzas losase shebo. So that includes all the losases related to the carbon itself. So ukshu omer kachol chusa pesach yasu oso. What's the third phrase coming to teach me? Yochol shani mar belabir chametzu lachilas matzah kol shiva. You might think it includes all, even non-intrinsic to the carbon halachos. Right, like getting rid of chametz by Rabbi Matzah, or eating matzah, all the isur chametz all 7 days. No, tamalomar matzah merom yachluhu. No, it says a matzah merom yachluhu, which has to do with only intrinsic halachas. Ein lecha davar shechutz migufo ma'akvo el matzah merom bilvad. The only thing that has to do with not inherent in the current Pesach itself is matzah and maror. That's the only one. Right, that's the farthest you're going to get. They're semi-intrinsic, you might call them, because they're eaten with the carbon. But chametz in your house, that's totally separate. Good. Says the Gemara, Ukur Rabbi Yishmael. This fits for Rabbi Yishmael. The Rabbi Yishmael, Amar, switching the gears up, Prat Uklal Hakol Bechlal. Rabbi Yishmael would include that. If you have a specification, and then a more general, you can include. Yochol Yu Kolat Var Ma'akvin. So you might think you include all, even non-intrinsic, like having chametz in your house. Tamalomar amatzos merom yachluhu ein lechadavar chutz migufo ma'akva elamatzos umarorim bilvad. Only matzos umaror would be included in that, but nothing more than that. Nothing more like having chametz in your house or eating matzah kol shiva. Period. Is tani tani. So now we're going to have three opinions in the brises. So what's the relationship? When do you get karis? For not eating Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, both? Mezid, Shogeg. So this is a big discussion that comes up in the Bavli also, and it's going to come up later as well. But now let's see the different days. Is Tani Tani one? Brisa says, Ala Sheni hu onish kares, ala Rishon ain't onish kares. Only on Pesach Sheni is there an Isser kares. On Pesach Rishon there is no Isser kares. Even b'mezid. Even mezid. And the lum that's behind this, the Mefarshim discuss, is Pesach Sheni tashlum in the Rishon? Is it a separate, a regal b'fnei atzmo? Right? Do they work together? So we'll see. So the first brisa says this karis only for Pesach Sheni, but not for Mezid, but not for Pesach Rishon. Is Tani Tani ala Rishon or Anish Karis, ala Sheni Anish Karis? Only on the first one. Only on the first one is an Isser Karis. If you were Mezid, Pashas, even if you brought Pesach Sheni. Right? If you were Mezid on Pesach Rishon and didn't bring it, there's already a Chiyuv Karis there. The Is Tani Tani and the third brisa, Bein ala Rishon, Bein ala Sheni Anish Karis. Either one. If you're Mezid on either one. And then the carbon Eide adds in a fourth one here. V'iz tani tani ala sheni eno anish kares el im kain lo ases a rishon. That's me both. You're a chayiv kares on the sheni if you also didn't do the rishon. So four different opinions. So where do they get this from? So back to the Gemara. Manda amar la rishon anish kares. According to the one who says the kares is on the rishon, chet o yisa. When the pasuk says chet o yisa, even though the pashup shot of that is balos talking about Pesach sheni, we said it's talking about going back to Pesach rishon. His sin he carries. Going back onto the Rishon. Manda Amar la Sheni hu anish kares, cheto yisa b'sheni. No, it's written by the Sheni, that's what it's referring to the Sheni. Manda Amar bein ala Rishon, bein ala Sheni, anish kares, according to one opinion it says, either one you're going to be chayv kares, cheto yisa bein ala Rishon, bein ala Sheni. Right, so that phrase of cheto, he will carry a sin, is going on either one. Manda Amar la Sheni, eno anish kares, elam kein lo asa Rishon, according to one who says it's going on both. Ki karban Hashem lo hikriv b'moado. Barishon, cheto yisa, b'sheni. It's one hemshech, and you have to miss both in order to be chayev kares, according to that opinion. So, different opinions, which we'll have to get to. Again, but behind it is how you view the relationship between Pesach Sheni and Pesach Rishon. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok. We learned in the Mishnah that halal during the eating is only by Pesach Rishon, not by Pesach Sheni. During the asiyah, it's by both. But how do you know only during the eating of the first one? So Rosh Hashanah says, "Ksiv Hashir Yelachem Kelelas Kadesh Chag." Yishayahu Navi promises Klal Yisrael that there's going to be a nes when Sancherev falls, and you're going to sing at that time like you sing on the night of Pesach. Hashir Yelachem, you'll have a song Kelelas Kadesh Chag, like the night that there is a chag is sanctified. So, ba lel pesach lelamin amapalasso shosan cherev. So, pesach coming to teach me, right? Just like pesach you sing, so too you're going to sing at the mapala of shosan cherev. Venim salamin mimenu, but also you learn from there in the other direction. You learn pesach from shosan cherev. Mazeton halel, avzeton halel. They both require halel at the time, that night, right? Shosan cherev. Right, we learned the Yeshayahu says you need halal by Sancharev just like by Pesach. Oh, that's interesting. I never knew that. So you learn from that discussion that there is halal on the night of the Seder as you eat. The Zechiv, right, the only night of the year that there's a Zechiv of halal. The Gemara just adds, Ima Zeton Chagiga, Zeton Chagiga. Once you're comparing Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, maybe Pesach Sheni also requires a Karban Chagiga to go with the Pesach. Right, the Chagiga is Yud Dalid. As we said earlier, not the carbon chagiga, the generic carbon chagiga for all, but the chagigas yudal that goes with the carbon pass. Lachemar says no. Amar zora kalelas kadesh chag, etchehu ton halal ton chagiga, esheino ton halal ton chagiga. No, chagiga you have in the pasuk also a remes chag. You have the word chag there that doesn't only mean holiday, but it could also mean carbon chagiga. So only when there is a shear, which is Pesach Rishon, do you have a carbon chagiga, and if there's no shear, Pesach Sheni, then there's not going to be a chagiga. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll finish the last couple of lines by the Shem next time.